Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Crews are working to restore power in parts of Montgomery after storms moved through Monday evening. Montgomery Fire Station number 12 at the corner of Norman Bridge and East South Boulevard has minor roof damage. No injuries were reported. The former mayor of Prattville, Gray Price, has died at the age of 76. Price served as mayor of Prattville from 1980 until 1992. Current Mayor Bill Gillespie says, quote, Gray Price's visionary leadership laid the foundation for Prattville to evolve into the city we are today. And Alabama News Network is teaming up with Ty and Doll Incorporated and Winn-Dixie to make sure kids have something to eat. Our fifth annual Stuff the Truck is this Saturday. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items to donate to MPS students. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New York's police commissioner fired the officer at the center of the Eric Garner case more than 5 years after his death became a rallying cry for the Black Lives Matter movement.
In the Virgin Islands, where Jeffrey Epstein called home, a will filed before his death in federal custody. It was signed 2 days before his death.
The fatal attack on campus took place just days before students returned to Cal State Fullerton. A retired administrator found stabbed multiple times in his own car.
A father in Texas is accused of letting his 12-year-old daughter drive in a crash that killed a man and his dog.
President Trump has confirmed that his administration has discussed the possibility of buying green land from Denmark.
Essentially, it's a large real estate deal.
Tesla is trying to boost its solar panel business by letting customers rent the panels instead of buying them.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, boys and girls. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go back to our good friend, Rodney. Rodney, welcome back to the Dan Morris Show.
Yes, Dan. What I was talking about is, do you remember exactly when, how long it's been since Trump has opened up our natural gas and oil sector here in the United States with the Keystone Pipes and other projects that he got going as soon as he become president? And what I'm using this as a scale, Dan, for folks to look at and see how far out Trump is working on things, because that had set up everything way back then when he did that for what's going on over there in the Straits in Iran right now. And
well, the fracking and things like that had probably more to do with it than Keystone Pipeline, and it had a much more immediate response to it, where he changed the rules on fracking. And you look at gas right now. I saw it yesterday at $2.17 a gallon. $2.17.
Exactly.
And that's with some tax on it.
But the overall strategy is a long stretch. It's a long stretch from the point to where Trump started that. And I really believe that was a strategy then to pull us out of foreign reliabilities on certain energies.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. If you listen to what he was saying, he said we have to stop our dependence on foreign oil. And what we did is we're the largest producer in the world now. The largest.
Exactly. Now, so Iran finds itself in kind of a predicament here, because I look at the strategy of Iran over the years is to implement and try to pick a fight with America. Well, now the America has no fight in the game, and Iran has to pick fights with other people like the French, the British. Is this healthy for Iran to do this, along with the sanctions that's on them right now?
Yeah,
that's why I come to the decision of the checkmate with Iran.
Well,
it's because they can't sucker the United States in now.
Well, they are kind of stuck here, and last time we had Dr. Sorensen on it, they're feeling the pain. But part of the strategy was stop our dependence on Middle Eastern oil, number one. But number two is that we're not the lead guy taking care of business in the Middle East. It's we have other people have skin in the game. That makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely, Dan. That's exactly. Our president is a great, brilliant man. He is a very brilliant strategist. And one thing he is, I know for sure he is a true patriot American. And there's no doubt whatsoever in that. And so I sent out another check to him today. I'm getting involved with Judicial Watch and other people in Washington. America, let's wake up and let's show these people who we really are and how much we really love our country, and let them know, no. You're not. This is our country. You can't have it, and we will not allow that.
Rodney, let me ask you a couple questions here. When you're driving and you stop for gas, for fuel, or for food, do you have much interaction with other truckers?
Sure, I have pretty good interacting with a lot of people, Dan. I'm a kind of, I guess y'all know this, I'm a
people person.
Kind of guy.
Yeah, people person. You're a people person.
I talk to everyone.
What's the tone out there?
People are ticked off, Dan, and I'm going to tell you something that I really hesitant to talk about with anyone, but my family back in Louisiana, one of my brothers is married into a family that has some gay and lesbian family members.
Mm-hmm.
And we love all of these folks, and some Democrats, and we don't know, get no heated arguments or anything. But the last time I was down in Louisiana, the one particular one is very upset with the Democrat Party. They don't like what they're hearing about all this stuff coming out of this radical stuff. I really think we're heading to a blowout. I really do. I'm looking for House, Senate, and presidency. I don't think the Democrats know what kind of bombshell is coming down to shoot on them. They just keep walking into the knife. I don't know. You know, it's a great day for America, but it's a sad day for them. But I'm happy for it. And I hate to say that, because I hate to be happy for anyone that has, will lose or have something harm come to them. But these people are the worst of the worst Americans. Just keep a close eye on them, and just whatever they tell you, burst it around. These people will lie through the skin of their teeth. But they in for big trouble, Dan, because I see them losing some of the middle ground in the Democratic Party.
Well, let me tell you, I had a trucker client, friend of mine, who got in contact with me. He's about to change firms and needs to buy some equipment and things like that. And I asked him that same question. He said, Dan, what you're hearing on the news and what the talk is out there in middle America ain't the same. He said, he's a long haul. And so I'm all over the country. And it is almost without fail that you go in and you're talking to at a truck stop and a fueling depot, that they're not talking about how good things are and how bad and crazy some pieces of the political spectrum are. And he said they think that the Democrats have just lost it, that they've gone nuts, that they drank something and they've gone crazy.
Yeah, it's probably true. But Dan, let me tell you, this coming quarter, we're going to see numbers record high. Right now, we're hauling paper at record numbers. Court board orders are up. We're heading into the holiday season. Let me tell you, Dan, this stuff does not lie.
Yeah.
It does not lie. The orders for the corporation where I deliver, which I won't say their name, is up. It's up by 6%. That's huge.
That is.
From last year's orders that was up. So, somebody saying the economy's slowing down. I'm sure it is around the world, but not here. We running on the train, and we riding the economy that we have. And
there you go.
Trump train.
The transportation indicator is one of the best indicators going, and you just did one. My family was very involved in the paper industry, and so I still have some corrugated board stocks that are there. Their numbers are off the charts. They are making boxes like crazy.
Yes, they are. And you know what's going in them boxes?
Yeah, good.
All them little goodies for the little kiddies for Christmas when Santa Claus flies on in. You got to have them boxes now.
There you go. Ronnie, I always enjoy talking to you.
All right, well, let us get rolling because we got to get all these boxes made and head them up to the North Pole so Santa Claus can have them for Christmas. But we working hard out here. Thank you, Donald Trump, for getting the economy going so we can get all this good work done.
Thank you, Rodney. You have a great day. Let's go to our good friend Josh. He's such a nice guy, they named a bottle of wine after him.
Hey, Dan, how we doing?
I'm doing great. Where are you today?
Well, I'm actually heading back up to the restaurant. We're a little slow today, so I knocked off, but I'm going to go back up there.
How was the golf game last weekend?
Well, actually, it's this week. I got my days mixed up. So I'm going up there Thursday. We're going to play Friday and Saturday. Enjoy Sunday and come back Monday.
There you go.
But
are y'all getting ready for a big Labor Day weekend down there?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm trying to get my little mini vacation in, because we're going to go hard I'm booked to the next 7 days of work.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did I hear that on the news break where they're talking about buying Greenland? Where Trump had joked about that? How would that even be possible?
Well, you know, there have been a lot of purchases made. You know, you had the Louisiana purchase, you had the Alaska purchase, you had purchase of the Virgin Islands, now called the U.S. Virgin Islands. So it's been done before, and what Trump is saying, there's a strategic, tactical point to Greenland and where it's located, and particularly with China and that part of the world above the Arctic Circle, is that you have resources, you have a lot of things that are there. And so I think he's just kind of floating the idea, honestly. I mean, I think he was legitimately mentioning that to see if there would be any takers.
Yeah, okay, well, that makes a lot more sense as far as strategic level. I got to thinking about all the, you know, the residents there, what would happen to them, or, you know, I've heard of them selling little, you know, communities and towns and stuff like that.
Well, there are not many of them, I can tell you that. And, you know, Harry Truman tried to buy it, I think it was $100 million is what he tried to buy it for, and they got into negotiation for it, but it just kind of fell through.
I got you. Well, yeah, I just want to get in the lighting because for life of me, I was like, oh my goodness, what would the logistics on that be? But
There are a lot of natural resources that are there that we get from China, which we don't want to have a dependence on China. There is a lot of energy resources that are not far from there. And it'd be a nice place to send all the illegal immigrants.
There you go. There you go. Well, Dan, I certainly do appreciate you providing me some knowledge.
There you go. That's what we try to do here, Josh. I want you to have a great time for your weekend golfing outing.
Yes, sir. You know I will.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you.
Have a good one.
So I wonder when he learned that wasn't the weekend. I wonder if he was on his way here. We're this is the weekend. Sorry about that.
Oh, man.
I hate it when that happens. Let's see here. I sent you a clip, by the way, of my beloved Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, Lord.
Did you get it?
I believe I did.
Okay.
It'll take some time.
You don't need to load it yet. I just want to make sure you had it in your quiver there. Let's see which way we want to go here. Epstein's estate is being sued. 2 days before he committed suicide, he rewrote a will and put everything in a trust. Now, this is something, everything was going to go into a trust. The trust is in the U.S. Virgin Islands, by the way. And because I do this kind of work in my financial practice, this may end up to have been a really shrewd move on his part. Let's listen in.
We're learning new information about Jeffrey Epstein's final days. Three more of his alleged victims are suing his estate. The lawsuits filed overnight indicate how Epstein and his associates allegedly used young women's financial worries to pull them into a web of sexual abuse.
And CBS News has confirmed the convicted sex offender filed a will in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he owned a home just 2 days before his suicide in a New York City jail cell. First, on CBS This Morning, we're hearing from one of the attorneys involved in these new lawsuits. Mola Lenghi is following this story for us. Good morning, Mola. What are we learning?
The contents of these lawsuits are, well, frankly, they're a bit overwhelming. One even alleges that following his 2008 conviction on child prostitution charges in Florida, Epstein used his work release program as a front for more sexual abuse. Now, victims' attorneys tell us that this is not just about going after the multimillionaire's fortune, but getting justice for the women whose lives he allegedly ruined.
We want to hold the Epstein organization to account first. It's not primarily about money.
Stan Pottinger represents 20 Jeffrey Epstein accusers, including the three women who filed civil lawsuits overnight.
All of them are against the Epstein estate and various companies that he had as part of his scheme or syndicate or the organization that he had that helped him round up girls.
Okay, so he is in jail. 2 days before he commits suicide, he's in lockup. He signs a will that is filed in U.S. Virgin Islands, which means somebody had to go get the signature, get an airplane, and fly down there and post the will, post the trust that was there.
Yeah, and, you know, the attorney general can sack all these people he wants. Oh, I'm going to move the warden. I got rid of the head of federal prisons, but I want a true investigation, because the more the news, you know, dribbles out some stuff.
Well, and see, they missed the real big one out of that. Having done 11th hour estate planning before, that was a very shrewd move on his part. And if he did the will, and then the will basically was a post facto will, we call it, and had moved the things beforehand, then that would have been a really shrewd move. We got more on this. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something right.
272-9228, that's where we are.
I'm scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
Let's go to the second part of the Epstein story here. It's fascinating.
The lawsuit brought by Lisa Doe claims an Epstein associate hired Lisa, then 17, to teach a dance-based exercise class at Epstein's townhouse. In later interactions, Epstein allegedly solicited massages, used a sex toy on her forcibly, and ultimately demanded that she go to her dance studio and find other dancers. The lawsuit filed by Caitlin Doe alleges Epstein sexually abused her when she was 17 and coerced her to lose her virginity to him after she turned 18. It also claims Epstein forced her to marry an associate who wasn't a U.S. citizen so they could stay in the country to recruit more girls. And the lawsuit brought by Priscilla Doe, who was 20 when she first met Epstein, is the only one to name his purported ex-girlfriend turned business associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. Priscilla claims Maxwell taught her the proper way to sexually please Epstein while on a trip to his island in the Caribbean, and alleges Epstein at one point confiscated her passport so she couldn't leave the island voluntarily.
Does this guy sound like a domineering guy?
Just a bit.
And there's a big difference between under 16 and above 16 and the age of consent. So I'm not sure where they're kind of going with some of this stuff. So let's hear the conclusion here, the Epstein estate being sued story.
Priscilla's lawsuit also mentions some of Epstein's powerful friends. She says she once met the Sultan of Dubai with Epstein, and on another occasion was forced to serve hors d'oeuvres at a private party Epstein had with director Woody Allen. All three lawsuits take aim at Epstein's fortune, which his will, filed 2 days before his death, reveals to be worth nearly $578 million. Epstein's brother Mark is the only listed heir. After Epstein's suicide, the criminal sex trafficking charges against him effectively died. But Pottinger says the pursuit of justice is very much alive.
But I think the government, while it has been taken off track briefly by this untimely death, I think that they're not giving up.
Now, we should mention that Ghislaine Maxwell is not charged with a crime and has denied recruiting women or any wrongdoing for Epstein in the past. Now, these new lawsuits come after Attorney General William Barr yesterday removed the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons amid mounting evidence of irregularities at the facility where Epstein was held before his apparent suicide, Tony.
Mola, highly disturbing details, to put it lightly, really, in these new allegations. At the same time, prosecutors here in New York have dropped criminal charges against Epstein or moved to do so. What does that mean going forward?
Well, even if those charges are dropped, prosecutors could also pursue Epstein's co-conspirators, the other alleged people who allegedly have done crimes. They could pursue them with criminal charges. Otherwise, these civil cases are really the main avenue for recourse for the victims, like this morning's lawsuit that was just filed. And again, that's amid multiple federal investigations that we're seeing unfold.
This is getting intriguing.
Yeah.
So are we ever going to get to the bottom of this?
No, I highly doubt it. At least not unless somebody brings a full investigation, and I don't think that's actually going to happen.
Well, and they make this big deal out of a whole bunch of stuff, and then it kind of all of a sudden it vaporizes, like, you know, the Australian's PM, Prime Minister's daughter type thing.
I think once he
17 years old versus 14 years old.
Once he was found dead, whatever the circumstances, I think a lot of people breathed a sigh of relief. And I'm not talking about the general public. I'm talking about co-conspirators and others that once he was dead, the criminal trial's done, we're not going to get to the full truth of the matter. We'll get little bits, but not the full truth.
So are you saying there's one happy prince somewhere?
Yeah, maybe Prince Andrew, maybe some important politicians or scientists or thought leaders, whatever.
News on 93.1, Dan Mar Show, we'll be back. I have some pieces from Hannity that's kind of interesting. We'll be right back.
I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you counted yourself a man, and your fans, they all come calling, slap you on the back and say, please, please.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The Trump administration is downplaying reports the president is considering a payroll tax cut to dampen any effects of a possible recession.
We are flourishing, and our economy, quite frankly, is better than the rest of the world's economy, and everybody knows it.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley. A recent survey of economists showed a majority felt a recession was likely in the next 2 years. New York is one of several states suing the Trump administration over a new policy which would reject green card applications for legal immigrants who use public assistance.
It's important that we understand that we welcome to these shores immigrants who are not just rich, but immigrants, again, who are also
poor.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James. President Trump will nominate Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan to replace John Huntsman as U.S. Ambassador to Russia. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard still needs some rain, there's a better than normal chance over the next few days that you're going to get rained on. Still, though, the storms will be random and not every town will get one. Triple-digit heat indices again today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Tonight's low down to about 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, high temperatures in the middle 90s with that better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing. Then on Friday and Saturday, the rain chances bump up to about 50 to 60% both days with a high around 93. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seen you looking so bad, my funky one.
The Dan Morris Show.
You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks
272-9228, that's where we are.
When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No.
Hannity had kind of a interesting opener last night on his show, talking about new releasing of information that a judge is basically saying that wants to get out there. So let's start from the very beginning here with Sean Hannity.
First, with the ex-foreign spy, Christopher Steele, and bureaucrats in our government who are actively protecting him. It was revealed today, this is huge, that a federal judge orders the FBI to produce records of communications with Steele after he was terminated for lying and leaking as a source for the Bureau. A massive development. Many thanks to Judicial Watch. We know now that the Department of Justice was initially refusing to produce these documents, citing privacy concerns for Christopher Steele, the liar, the leaker, the guy that was trying to influence our elections. I thought outsiders influencing our elections was bad because it was Steele who was paid by the Clinton campaign, the DNC, and even the FBI and a Russian oligarch to create the dirty Russian dossier. That's right, the one filled with Russian lies and propaganda to impact the 2016 election. It was Christopher Steele then passed off this pack of lies to so-called phony journalists, really just an extension of all things radical Democrat. And we're talking about conspiracy theorists like you, Michael Isikoff. What a hack. You never verified it, and you were used again. You're a hack. You're a conspiracy theorist and a liar. And David Corn as well. And it was Steele's dossier, and the media Steele's source reporting of that dossier, that was used by James Comey and others to commit premeditated fraud against the FISA court, all for the purpose of getting a backdoor to spy on the Trump campaign, the Trump transition, and even the Trump presidency. And on Sunday with Maria Bartiromo, great interview she had with Lindsey Graham. Well, he had this to say about the blatant, scary corruption and abuse of power. Take note.
The warrant application to the FISA court, I think, was quite frankly a fraud on the court, on all the communications out where they were on notice that Christopher Steele hated Trump, that he was an unreliable informant. I want the information out that the dossier prepared by Steele coming from Russia is unverified to this day. I want the transcripts surrounding interviews with Papadopoulos to be released, where it was pretty clear he was not working with the Russians. I want it all out. I want people to see how off the rails this investigation got.
Yeah.
And I want people to be held accountable. And I am patient. I'm not in a hurry to do it. I want to do it right.
That was great. Okay, so this judge has said release the notes that about Steele, and so we're going to find out a lot more about him. And this is now getting into a whole nother level of this stuff. Now, Hannity's going to be talking about the unmasking, and the truth will be revealed.
We're going to do it right, and all the truth is being revealed. And, for example, we know Comey knowingly lied to the FISA court, period. That's premeditated fraud on a FISA court. Imagine if we did that. Now, he claimed that the information in the phony dossier in the FISA application was verified. We now know it was completely unverifiable from the get-go. And when the FBI finally got around to looking into the dossier, well, after he was fired, they discovered well over 90%+ of the information was one big Clinton-bought and paid-for Russian lie, lie after lie. So despite what Comey might have you believe, oh, no, Jim Comey's a phony. He's no choir boy, and he's a big-time Democratic donor, we learned today. This year alone, he donated almost $20,000 to Democrats. Shocking. He even canvassed his neighborhood on Election Day for a Democratic candidate. Comey's clear bias. Oh, and his lack of candor. That would be lying to the FBI. Let's see, Manafort, Cohn, Papadopoulos. Big trouble when you lie to the FBI. Outright fraud is a stain on what is the greatest law enforcement agency on this planet, our FBI. But committing fraud on a FISA court was just, well, one of the many ways Obama's government spied on members of an opposition party during an election. We know at least three Trump campaign officials were spied on by FBI sources. We also know that the FBI ordered an undercover op to spy on George Papadopoulos. And let's not forget the unprecedented level of unmasking and leaking raw intelligence and abuse of surveillance powers. How did Samantha Power ever asked the unmask, what is it, a UN ambassador? Why is she unmasking 300 Americans in 2016? Oh, she claims she didn't. Okay. Well, who did that?
Did I hear that right? That Comey donated $20,000 and did door to door?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not exactly a guy that you miss doing door to door.
No, if he was yellow, he'd be Big Bird.
He would definitely be Big Bird. Was he 6'6"?
Yeah, he's a big man. Tall man, at least.
So here comes the former FBI director to your door doing canvassing. Now, he didn't have a political agenda. Not at all. Okay, so Hannity's going to be talking about what the White House knew and when did they know it.
Now the question is coming down to this. What did Obama, what did Joe, creepy, crazy, sleepy Uncle Joe know? What did Loretta Lynch know? What did Rice know? What did Powers know? When did they know it? This question must now be asked by law enforcement. It's time for Obama to be put under oath. Now, here's why. According to former U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy in his new book, Obama and Biden were more than complicit. You see, you can't have an operation like this unless it's the President of the United States.
The Obama administration put the law enforcement and intelligence apparatus of our government in the service of the Clinton campaign. Counterintelligence investigations belong to the president. They're only done for one reason, and that is to gather intelligence so that the president can carry out his national security responsibilities under the Constitution. So any counterintelligence investigation is the president's investigation.
This goes to the West Wing.
It goes to the president.
Let's go through this again. Any counterintelligence operation, oh, that is being owned by the president. Now it's time for us to get to who knew what, when, and where. What did Obama know and when did he know it? This question applies to the rigged investigation into Hillary Clinton. Last week, the Daily Caller reported that the Clinton IT aide who used the bleach bit to destroy the 30,000 subpoenaed emails, guess what? He also sent nearly all of them, 30 of the 33,000 emails, to a cryptic Gmail account. Now, that would mean that all of Hillary Clinton's classified top secret material from the State Department is currently sitting on a Google server somewhere in America. But Google, we know, is supporting Democrats, and they like to suppress conservatives. Yeah, biggest campaign contribution issue ever. We will get to this. And according to the Daily Caller, the FBI wasn't concerned and alerted neither of America's intel agencies nor the public. Also, we learned Peter Strzok was told, oh, in real time, the Chinese are actually getting everything going across Hillary's server in the mom-and-pop bathroom closet.
30,000 emails on a Google server. And I'm sure somebody at DOJ can figure that one out. If not, bring this guy in. And they can change, because he had immunity, but if he's not cooperating, that immunity will go away.
Right.
So Catherine Herridge is going to weigh in here on this subject as a follow-up.
Clock is ticking for the FBI. According to this new court order, they have 60 days to provide records documenting their contact and communications with dossier author Christopher Steele. The timeline matters. The court wants records after Steele was fired by the FBI just before the presidential election over his contact with the media, where he was spreading the dossier allegations about collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Responding to a federal lawsuit brought by Judicial Watch, U.S. District Court Judge Christopher Cooper said the records could help or hurt the FBI and should be public because the Steele allegations targeted a political campaign. Quote, those records might either bolster or weaken Steele's credibility as a source. That information, in turn, could provide a basis on which to evaluate the FBI's performance of its law enforcement duties, including its judgment in selecting and relying on confidential sources, especially in connection with such a politically sensitive subject. Based on new information, the Inspector General's FISA report got delayed because his team had to re-interview witnesses to deconflict testimony after Steele agreed to cooperate, since we've learned that Steele was not the only reluctant witness to come forward at the 11th hour.
Notice how much more information she crammed in a very short period of time and got it much more precise than Sean. Sean just kind of rambles and he editorializes too much. Okay, so this judge has basically said the communications between Steele and DOJ after he was let go, what was that communications? Win, lose, or draw, hurt, help, she wants to get it out there. Has 60 days to do it. So we get the TikTok on this thing, and we tie that back in with IG report on the FISA. This could be kind of an interesting 90 days coming up here, or when this kind of clock starts, which I think is going to be starting about September. I think the Epstein deal and the IG report, IG doing that, probably has delayed some things. Because they need to get that one out of the way before they do this other stuff. Because it's going to look like they're paying attention to what problems need to be solved versus finding problems. So with that, let's nauseate the people here for a little bit. Beto O'Rourke?
Oh, no. No, Dan.
This is like a diuretic for you.
Yeah, something like that.
He was on Meet the Press. This guy, I want to tell you, if there's anybody who thinks Beto O'Rourke can become president of the United States, call me at 272-9228, particularly after you hear some of this. Let's start out with Beto O'Rourke on Meet the Press with the one and only Chuck Todd.
In the wake of the mass shootings in Dayton and his hometown of El Paso, my next guest, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, has decided to retool his campaign a bit. He says he wants to focus more forcefully on taking on President Trump, which will take him to places outside of Iowa and New Hampshire. And Beto O'Rourke joins me now, live from Little Rock, Arkansas. Before I get to your campaign, I want to ask you a China question. You're elected president. You know that there's many Democrats, many in this country want to see a tougher stance against China than has been taken in previous administrations. But a lot of people don't think this tactic is working. How would you both get tough on China without impacting the world economy?
You're right. This current trade war that the president has entered our country into is not working. It is hammering the hell out of farmers across this country who do not want bailouts or payoffs. They just want to be able to make a profit in what they're growing and be able to have those markets again that they worked a lifetime to create. The American consumer understands that these tariffs are a tax on them, one of the greatest tax increases on the middle class in the history of this country. And so, yes, we need to hold China accountable. But when have we ever gone into a war, a military war or a trade war, without allies or friends and partners? Let's make sure that we bring our friends in the European Union, Canada and Mexico and others, and bring a united front against China to make sure that they respect the rules of the road, that they respect our economy, our farmers, and our workers. That's the best possible way to come to a conclusion that benefits our economy and ensures that we have a stable global economy going forward, because I'm afraid that this president is driving the global economy and our economy into recession.
Joey, have you felt the biggest tax increase from tariffs and sanctions from China?
No. I would say I don't like the tariffs, but
have you felt any effect of?
No, not really.
I don't know anybody. And let me tell you something: when you look at some of these store numbers from Kohl's and places like that, they are tearing it up. Retail sales business is booming, and so this concept that these tariffs are hurting stuff, I haven't heard anybody go, "Oh my God, price of a T-shirt's gone off the." Off the charts there. And it's because they devalue their currency. So if you devalue it 11%, it's a $50 item, then now you have a item that you're paying 11% less for. You're paying $44.50 for it. And then you add the tariff on top of that, say it's a 20% tariff. Well, you're buying it at that tariff at 11% discount. So it's a marginal amount of increase.
And a lot of these companies are doing sort of the bargain, bottom price range with Kohl's, Walmart. They will most likely eat the cost instead of throwing that right at the price,
because
they want
that price. But it's a negligible number because of the discount of the currency, 11%. Right. So even if you take $44 and you increase it by 20%, that puts you at 53, but you got to discount it by the 11%. It just, so your part of that was $50 is now $52. That's tiny.
But it's good to hear that Beto wants to cut taxes.
He bumped his head. He was talking from Arkansas also.
Yeah, just Beto O'Rourke.
Let's go to a break. Come back with more Beto right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, JC Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about JC. JC has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama, 36119.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Before I nauseate you guys with more Beto O'Rourke, you may not think things are going to become pressing in the States.
But he's going to flip Texas blue, Dan. Look at the poll number.
Oh, man, these poll numbers are just crazy. Democrats are doing it to themselves. We'll be fighting in the streets. Reminder, where do you get 50% off? On Beta, on VHS, on 8mm conversions to digital, one place. 50% off. But you have to do two things. You have to call. You have to tell them. Tell Dan you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Get ready to copy down the telephone number for Dan Black. Dan Black Studios. 50%. Did I mention 50% off the conversions? How does he do that? I literally had to get him to call because I didn't believe it. But when I heard his voice, I figured that somebody tied him up and made him do that. But no, Dan Black did it all on his own. Dan Black Studios, 334-279-6036, 279-6036, Dan at Dan Black Studio. You must call him, and you must tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Okay. Beto. Let the big dog eat.
In hindsight, was it a mistake to back out of TPP? I mean, that what you just described was the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It was basically uniting Asian-Pacific countries not named China into one trade pact.
I think TPP was a great concept. I think the particulars weren't there yet. For example, we did not have sufficient standards for labor, including in Mexico, where workers are paid $40 or $50 a week, putting the American worker at a competitive disadvantage. If we don't have high labor standards with those countries that we're trading and enforce those labor standards, if we don't have high environmental standards, if we don't have high standards for human rights, then we really do not have fair trade around the world. In my administration, we will make sure that those standards are high, that they're enforced, and that we have markets to which we can export what we grow and what we make in the United States.
Now, let's see, who is the president that in the Mexico-U.S. trade agreement set up a standard for $17 an hour minimum wage for those people working on products that were coming back in the U.S.? Oh, that'd be Donald Trump. This guy doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. He didn't realize that that's already there. It's already in the piece of legislation that Nancy Pelosi will not bring to the floor. Let's continue on with Beto.
Let me move to your reboot. Let me be blunt. You don't retool a campaign or reboot. You don't say it that way. If you think things were going swimmingly, you've acknowledged that you feel as if you hadn't been talking about the issue that you think you should be talking about more, and that's President Trump. Explain what you weren't doing before that you think you'll be doing better now.
You know, from the outset of this campaign, even before this campaign, I talked about how dangerous President Trump's open racism is, the Mexicans as rapists and criminals, the Muslims who should be banned from his country, how it doesn't just offend us, but it changes us, the rise in hate crimes every single one of the last 3 years, the mosque in Victoria, Texas burned to the ground the day after he signs his executive order attempting to ban Muslim travel. But it wasn't until someone inspired by Donald Trump drove more than 600 miles to my hometown and killed 22 people in my community with a weapon of war, an AK-47, that he had no business owning, that no American should own unless they are on a battlefield engaged with the enemy. It wasn't until that moment that I truly understood how critical this moment is and the real consequence and cost of Donald Trump. And I saw it again yesterday in Mississippi, in Canton, in a community where nearly 700 people working in chicken processing plants, one of the toughest jobs in America, were raided, detained, taken from their kids, humiliated, hogtied for the crime of being in this country, doing a job that no one else will do. There is a concerted, organized attack against immigrants, against people of color, against those who do not look like or pray like or love like the majority in this country. And this moment will define us one way or another. And if we do not wake up to it, I am convinced that we'll lose America, this country, in our sleep. And we cannot allow that to happen.
We're going to lose America in our sleep. America's going to die peacefully in our sleep? You think this guy's like maybe overreacting a little bit?
Just a little bit.
This guy's
well, and how he takes something that could be a heartfelt moment, because it is his hometown, the shooting, and makes it sound so overly earnest and contrived. Like, he's just... The more I listen to the guy, the more I am not impressed by how he speaks and how he delivers his message. It's not natural at all.
It's not natural at all. You know, I think he had a magical time when he was running against Ted Cruz, but what he was doing is he was running against Ted Cruz.
Right.
And so he was getting the value of running against Ted Cruz.
And then Ted Cruz grew the beard and Beto had no chance.
I know, he didn't have a chance. And so Beto's just kind of floating around there and he's trying to relight that fire, recapture that lightning bolt. And he just can't do it. I mean, this guy is just floundering. Let's continue on. I want to get all this in before the show's over.
I feel like this is a conundrum that faces many of you running for president, which is, on one hand, you see the president in some ways as an existential threat to the American story, our culture. So does it seem silly at times to be debating whether or not there should be a public option when you feel as if the president is a bigger threat on other issues? Is that what's made this campaign sometimes seem tonally off for the entire field at times?
No, because I'll tell you, if we don't deliver on universal, guaranteed, high-quality health care, on a minimum wage that's a living wage, on paid family leave, on those issues that restore dignity to the lives of our fellow Americans, then we have not only failed them, we have provided fertile ground for the kind of demagogue that Donald Trump is, who will channel that anger and frustration at our government's dysfunction and our inability to get something done against immigrants, as he's done, warning of invasions and infestations and animals and predators, having somebody at one of his rallies say we should shoot them, and the crowd roars their assent, and Donald Trump smiles because he doesn't want you to focus on the fact that you're working two or three jobs right now just to make ends meet, or that you live in the wealthiest country on the face of the planet, but you can't afford to take care of your diabetes. Yes, Democrats have to address those issues and deliver on those issues, but we also have to call out the existential threat, to use the word that you just employed, that Donald Trump represents right now. Not only are we going to lose more lives, I'm confident that we will lose this country and our democracy the longer he stays in office. So that is the urgency behind what I'm talking about.
Two or three jobs. Everybody's working two or three jobs.
What a shame.
They weren't working two or three jobs during Obama's administration. They're working two or three jobs now.
Actually, if you look at the stats, people working multiple jobs has been a pretty consistent figure going for decades now.
So we don't have enough time to do the last clip. I'm going to have to save it till
thank
tomorrow.
Thank God. No, don't save it. Lose it.
Joe, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, I want to thank you. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Charlotte Meadows will be my guest tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Adios.